Assalamu alaikum. My brothers and sisters, many people do not think good of others and they do not think the best of situations or something that happens. In Islam, we're taught something known as husnul dhan, to have a good thought of people or of situations. Your initial thoughts need to be good. So if you see someone doing something, do not think the worst possible thoughts of what they may be doing, but rather think of the best possible thoughts of what they may be doing and give them the benefit of the doubt. Islam teaches us to give people the benefit of the doubt. Unfortunately, today we start off on the other side. We think the worst things of the best of people, and that's where we are failing, because not everyone would sin in the same way you might sin. They may be doing something that you really haven't understood. Similarly, if someone makes a mistake in what they're saying, consider it a mistake rather than thinking that this person is evil and they meant it. Clarify it, as simple as that. Or think good thoughts. To think the worst of people is actually the handiwork of shaitan, where you hear something, say, for example, unacceptable from a person, or you see something online, tell yourself, this is edited, this is false, this is fake, this cannot be true. Don't just fall for a trap. This happened at the time of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, with his blessed wife Aisha radiallahu anha, our beloved mother, the mother of the believers, radiallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her, when they accused her of the worst possible sin. And what happened? Subhanallah. Allah says, لولا إذ سمعتموه ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا وقالوا هذا إفك مبين. The true believers should have been the ones who have said that, do you know what? We are unable to do something like this, so this is definitely a lie. It's not true. That's it. And they close the topic there and then. Do we do that to one another today? You see something, you hear something about someone, you find something online, maybe it could be fabricated completely. Living in this day and age where a lot of what we hear and what we see is not even true, what do you think? Would you like to spread bad about this person or whoever else it may be? Or do you want to think good? Do you want to have good thoughts and say, no, this can't be possible, it's not true, and drop it? Subhanallah, Rabbil Alameen. Until it is proven beyond doubt. But today, we've seen people who are connected to knowledge sometimes still having the worst and most evil thoughts of some of their colleagues. And that's not fair. May Allah Almighty make it easy for everyone. May Allah Almighty grant us goodness. Yes, we correct each other where we're wrong and we stand by each other wherever we can. We need to understand, without this bond and connection, we're not going to go far. We're not going to go far. We need to have a genuine feeling for one another. Genuine, sincere. Otherwise, we're going to be eaten. May Allah Almighty forgive all of us. Think good of your brothers, your sisters. I've given you an example. It's just come to my mind now, but I had planned to actually talk about the way we see people. Sometimes you see a message on a phone. Sometimes you see, for example, a video, or sometimes you see a person going somewhere. It does not necessarily mean that they were evil or that they committed a sin or that they really had bad intentions, unless it's glaring you in the face. But the first stop should always be a pure stop. May Allah Almighty grant us purity of thoughts, correct all of us, give us the best of this world and the next. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.